thought, its form, its name and color.
Suppose your mind is rendered perfectly calm, entirely without thoughts. Nevertheless, as soon as thought begins to rise, it will immediately take name and form. Every thought has a certain name and a certain form. Thus you find that every idea that man has or can have, must be connected with a certain word as its counterpart. Form is the grosser and name the finer state of a single manifesting power called thought. But these three are one. Wherever there is one, the other two also are there. Wherever name is, there are form and thought. A spiritual thought has yellow color. A thought charged with anger and hatred is of a dark red color. A selfish thought has a brown color, and so on.